Hello, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week. When you can touch me, I can touch you, and we can share ideas and thoughts with one another. It's wonderful. Now, as we start, I've got a couple questions I would like for you to contemplate. This is kind of serious, but I think they're important. And the first question is, do you know what your mission is? And as it relates to that, are you following your mission? What did you come in the world to do? There's not another individual like you. You came with a mission. I feel like it was a God-given mission. And you're either doing it or you're not. So, how do you know if you're doing your mission? I think one of the things that's important to do is to talk to your higher self. Now, I know some people are aware of how you connect with your higher self. But if you're not doing that, then I think it's something that you need to attempt. Call me. Let me know if you are on target for your mission. Are you accomplishing that mission? And talk to your higher self to bring forth all the information that you need. Remember, the higher self brings events and people into your life. And you might need events and people to fulfill what you came to do. So let's talk about that, my friends. Give me a call. Tell me where you are in this scenario. Do you know if you are fulfilling your mission? Now, this is a different topic. And this other topic is, I do believe it's extremely important to have fun in life. To walk lightly upon the earth and learn to laugh and have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh and have fun and use intention to help guide your way. Intention is extremely important. Call me, let me know if intention is working in your life, or if you're not using intention, let's talk about that. How do you start using intention to bring those events into your life that you desire? And maybe there's a step before that. And that step might be, what do you desire? What do you want to see come into your life? Before you came down to earth in this body, you did a lot of planning. You drew up plans. You had windows that were like three different scenarios, and you could choose the place where you wished to come to earth to fulfill what you were destined to fulfill. My friends, you are so beautiful, so important. No one can quite fulfill the destiny that you fulfill. We're going through extremely difficult times, or will be going through difficult times, and you are here in the world to make things easier for everyone, to help build a soul, to bring that soul back to Prime Creator in the center of the cosmos. I've talked to about you in the about this in the past, but I think it bears repeating. You see, what I do, we're all able to do. There's nothing that I do that you can't do. And I requested, I made a request that I wanted to go back to that time and watch the souls create it, the monads. And I did that. And I would like to express what it looked like. It was like a giant creation table that went off into infinity. And Prime Creator created with sound, with light, and with love. And this is how your soul and your monad was created. Prime Creator intended that you be born, that you come into creation. And so there was this magnificent light. The light was so bright, I couldn't look into it. I felt like it would blind me if I did. And in the midst of this beautiful light, there was this sound, an incredible sound. It was the vibration of Prime Creator. And the souls and the monads were brought forth. And there was this vibration around all of you. And so you were brought forth, but in a sense, you had to grow and develop. And all of these souls were turned over to special angels. It was the angels that reflected love back to the Creator. The Creator would send forth all of this love, giving all that it had. And there were certain angels that were there and reflected back some of that love. And so the particles were dancing like water, drops of water on a hot plate. They were dancing, and the white light was dancing with them, and the sounds were incredibly beautiful, and the Creator created. As I said, the creation table was so large, it looked like it went out into infinity, and so many souls came forth. And the Creator loved you. And so if Prime Creator loved you in this manner, shouldn't you love yourself? Loving yourself is so extremely important. And there are some who have trouble loving themselves. So I would like to suggest that perhaps this is the first thing that would be of great benefit to you. Love yourself. And if you don't feel that love for yourself, work with a mirror. Get a mirror that you can hold in your hand. Look into that mirror. Look into your eyes. And tell yourself how beautiful you are. How you deserve love, and how you in turn love all other things. And if that seems too difficult for you to do, record it in a little handheld recorder. Play it often. Tell yourself how beautiful you are, how you are worthy of love, and how you love all things, and all things love you. You were born in love, and you work in love, and you expand in love. And at some point, you will be back to the prime creator to rest again in its love. That's beautiful, isn't it? So, if you're going through troubles, problems, they can all be corrected. And if you wish to talk about any of these things, give me a call at BBS Radio and tell me about it. Let us have a discussion, and perhaps we can help you. And those who are listening, you will help them also. So, a lot of this information will be shared by many people listening and also in the recordings, because people listen on currently and they also listen to the recordings. You can be of great help. So call me in now and let us talk about this. Let us talk about this. So, I'm not getting any calls at the moment. So maybe you just want to hear me talk about this some more. Connecting to your higher self. Do you meditate? And that would be the time when you should connect to your higher self. And if you don't meditate, it would be a good idea you would start to do that. Meditating is extremely important. It puts you in another frame of mind. And when you meditate, you can move anywhere in the cosmos that you wish. You could even go to the center of the cosmos and view creation as the Creator sees it. But getting back to that first question that we asked, are you fulfilling your destiny? And how do you know what your destiny is?
Renee,
you're on the line calling in. Tell me what you have. Okay, Renee.
Okay, I'm here.
Great. What do you have to tell us, sweetheart?
Well, I've been working on a spiritual seminar myself, but I'm not getting it off the ground. It just seems like I've been stalling out. Is there a reason for that, or kind of where am I at with everything? I mean, it seems like God's putting things in my place, but I'm not always sure if I'm on track.
Well, let's talk a little about this. You say you're putting together or working to put together a spiritual seminar?
Yeah, a 7-day seminar. I've got some Native American people that are going to help me, but it just seems like nobody's signing up, and I'm not sure if I'm advertising it in the right place and stuff. And I mean, am I on track? Is God putting things in my track, and I'm just not seeing everything, or... Am I following my right path?
I don't think God puts things in your path. I think we always have room. You're asking people to sign up. How are you getting the word out to people?
It was through Facebook a little bit, but I think I need to expand on that. I have a website, but the search engines don't always pick it up, so... I'm thinking I have to do something a little more, you know, hands-on, you know.
Do you go to conferences?
No, I don't.
That other people give?
No, I haven't, but that's an idea.
Well, I think you ought to partner with some people.
Okay.
In other words, you're trying to do everything by yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not succeeding with it, then you should be partnering with other people. If you think okay. about some of the great things that have happened in the world, it's because people have partnered with others. Something that comes to my mind right away are the Wright brothers, how the two of them worked with each other and worked on flying. I can think of other partnerships also. You see, a partnership, if they're in tune with what you're doing, you give each other strength. We all become discouraged. And when you have a partner that is working on the same things that you're working on, they pick you up when you are down. And that's important because as human beings, and this isn't just you, I think it's human beings in general, we become discouraged. If something isn't going right away, we blame it on ourselves, like we're doing something wrong. But some of it is just not in the right place at the right time, meeting the right contacts. These are some of the things that answers that you get from your higher self. And I don't know if you meditate and you're reaching your higher self. What do you think about that?
Well, I do meditate, and I think I am reaching some of it. I think, like you said, it's just not the right timing. I've got it set for, you know, next June, so maybe things won't pour in. Maybe I have too high of expectations for when things are going to happen. I think things are lining up. I think I've got people lining up, but I like your idea of going to seminars and partnering with other things. I mean, you're really saying the truth. I mean, all night long, it seems like you've been speaking to me almost. And I mean, I love what you're saying. I mean, you know, sometimes even the ones that are connected need to reconnect with some of that stuff once in a while. And sometimes mm-hmm. I wonder if I'm on my right spiritual path. You were talking about our spiritual paths and if we're on it. You know, are we doing what we had designed to do? Or maybe we're just not doing it in the exact same way we designed, but maybe we're still on that path.
The body is very good at evaluating these things and fulfilling it with emotions. In other words, when you're doing something and you're on the right road, you feel happy. If
True.
Something needs attention, there could be some sadness. So think about your body for a second. And let's take a moment and ask your body. Now, you're not going to get an answer in your ear like you hear me talking to you. But ask your body if you are on the right path, and you should feel something in the heart area. Ask your body.
Okay.
Silently. Now, are you on the right path? And tell me what it feels.
I feel kind of like a warming energy almost.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I feel the same thing, but I kind of can hear a little bit, and sometimes I get a yes, you know, when I'm talking to my higher self, and I'm kind of getting a yes, but, you know, I just need to put forth more effort or, you know, contact more people, you know. Sometimes we get bogged down in our day-to-day lives and, you know, forget our normal path.
So ask yes. your higher self to bring forth, let's take one thing at a time. Ask your higher self to bring forth someone in your life that would give you incentive, goals, assistance. Your higher self brings these things into your life. So right now, go within.
I think
within.
That's already been coming into my life, actually, but I've already had people contacting me that I think will end up doing that for me, but I think that's already been happening in a ways.
You know, do you have a list of these people?
Yeah, I have.
Their names?
I have some people that have contacted me lately that are really helping me on that path. So I think things are happening. I mean, I don't think I have to ask for it already. I think it's already been happening, you know.
Maybe you just need enough patience to see it be fulfilled. You know,
that's
we don't
true.
Always
have, I don't have a lot
okay,
of patience.
We want everything right now. And sometimes it just takes time to come into this world.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think things have already been happening that have shown me that. So,
what do you want to happen? You've got a website.
Well, I would like to see. My main thing is I want to help other people. I want to help other people reach their path just like I've been slowly reaching mine. And some people need more help, just like, you know, just like your show helps other people all the time. So, you know, sometimes you have to do it on a local level, and that's kind of where I'm starting.
The universe rewards that. When you want to help other people, trust me in this, the universe rewards that. You will be rewarded for that. You will succeed. But maybe you have to just do some more building.
I think so. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. Your show is great.
Anything else you want to talk about with regards to that?
Well, I know you had mentioned in your email something about, you know, your higher self or evaluating some of that. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, your higher self. What's the question? Repeat the question.
I'm not sure. I mean, you had something in the email. You had about key past life sessions. Can you talk about what those are?
Okay, what a key past life session is. Actually, that's very interesting. When you have a key past life session, the soul decides what life it takes you to. And so we set this up on a telephone call. We can't do it on the radio show. We set it up on a telephone call, and the soul takes you to that lifetime that was key in the sense that you learned the most in that lifetime. And you literally, it's like an elevator. We take you up on an elevator. It's an imaginary one, of course. And when you get off of the elevator, we put one step out of the elevator into this lifetime, and then the other step, other foot we put into that lifetime, and then we have you look around. And so it is a lifetime that was very important, and you look around and you meet people and events that happened into that lifetime, and you bring back with you information. Actually, people who have done this have been very excited about it because you go back to a past lifetime where you've learned a lot and you bring back some of those teachings. And sometimes if you have questions, like I've had some people question, well, I feel like I lived at the time with Mary Magdalene or Yeshua, and we can take you to that lifetime where you did. And you can walk those steps again with them. So that gives you a little idea of how that works. And if you're interested in that, you go to my website, Carolyn Evers at carolynevers.com, and you can order one of those.
Well, thank you so much for all that information. I'll have to check it out. And thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in and talking about it, because
thank
many
you, Carolyn.
People learn from that.
Yes, they do, and they learn from others' experiences, and that's what it's all about, is learning from everybody's experiences.
It's true. It's like you have a handout to other people, and you touch each other, and you learn from one another.
Yeah, you know, we all have to remember
many times
we are
people
all
don't
connected.
Realize how much they know.
True. Sometimes I'm not even sure how much I know.
Do you take an inventory of that?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel I'm right on point. Other times I feel like I'm floundering where I haven't had enough information. You know, I'm always seeking to learn new things and new information. And we are in a wondrous time right now.
We are. And I would like for you to work on that. I want to see you get some information up on your website about what you're doing and invite people to come and join you.
Okay.
You could build a list. It's wonderful to have a list that you build that you can send out emails to about events that are upcoming. Because what you're basically working on, my dear, whether you realize this or not, is to have a teaching class.
That's basically what I'm planning on. Plus, I've got a seventh generation of Crazy Horse that's willing to help me out with some of the Native American stuff, the Sioux. And so people can learn about the Native American spirituality as much, because they are very connected with the earth and the earth
spirit. Absolutely. Their shaman were remarkable.
They are. They are remarkable people. And I believe that the one that I've been talking to, I believe he may even be the reincarnation of Crazy Horse. He's been told that, although he can't, you know, define it. But he's a remarkable person. So, and it's funny how these people have been fully coming into my life, and I haven't even really went to contact them. They've contacted me. So I think there's going to be... I think I'm being lined up, but I just don't always know how to go about putting it all together.
Well, you connect with other people and you ask them to help you.
Everyone
has talents.
Yes, they do. Everybody's got talents. And even the people coming to the seminar have talents. You know, I always believe everybody always donates to everything. And when you have a seminar like that, that's everybody's in person, the spiritual powers that everybody has all gets connected then, you know. So, well, thank you so much for your inspiration.
But before you go, I want to tell you something. I attended a group of people who were drumming. You know what I mean when I say drumming. In the Native American style fashion.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that built up was remarkable.
That's what I want to have. I want to get some Native American drummers to drum for the event.
Well, that's a real gift. People don't realize what a gift that is. To be present during a drumming session. And if you have people that can do that for you, I mean, you could send out information to people to have them come and attend that. I think that would make a very big success for what you are trying to do.
Yeah, I think it would. I haven't connected with the right people, but they are in my area. I'm in the Black Hills of South Dakota, so I have the Mother Earth energy of the hills and the trees and everything, and so... the location I found is absolutely phenomenal.
It's a beautiful area.
It is, and it's it lends well. I found an area that doesn't have any electricity or any modern conveniences, but then you don't have all those signals interfering with your higher self, so people can connect easier. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. You're familiar with Dances with Wolves, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Did you know that movie was made in that area?
Yeah, it was. It was made in two locations. One of it was kind of out on the prairie area, coming to the Black Hills, and there are a few areas within the hills that they also shot locations of. So,
yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and we've got the buffalo here too. We got herds of buffalo in Custer State Park, and they're magnificent, you know, animals. Unfortunately, they were hunted to near extinction because it was a way of taking away the food of the Native Americans at the time. You know, it was just such a tragedy that all that happened. But the herds are coming back, and they are gorgeous animals. They're dangerous.
There's some of them in Yellowstone.
Yes, Yellowstone has some. And I believe some of the ones in South Dakota were also used to help the herds in Yellowstone as well. they do kind of interchange a little bit so that the breeding doesn't become too, you know, so the lines stay, you know, better. But thank you so much for your help, Carolyn.
Well, it sounds like you're doing some of the right things, sweetheart.
I think so. I just need to get back on track and have some inspiration. But I do see other people coming into my life that have been inspiring. It's just trying to get back on track with it a little bit. And I like
get
your idea
for making a list. Get some of those American Indians out. Let them help you with some drumming.
I will. I'm going to contact some of them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Well, my friends, I love the idea of people trying some new things, of working with spiritualism. You know, that's very spiritual, working with drumming and working with, well, just seeing the buffalo is amazing. I was in Yellowstone, and there were some buffalo that were walking towards me. Kind of gave me a little chill because I was by myself, away from my car, out in the open, and I didn't know if they would start running or not. So I kind of was a little hesitant, but it turned out to be okay. They are magnificent creatures, but if you're standing there by yourself in the open and there's a group of them coming toward you, it gives you some second thoughts. But I had that experience and it was remarkable. So my friends, tell me, what else would you want to talk about right now? Give me a call. We want to hear from you. Tell me how things are going. Are you fulfilling your destiny? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Are you fulfilling your destiny? Now, this is sort of a little different than what we've been talking about, but we've had an election here in the United States, and we have a president. And if those who hear my voice, take a moment and send some good thoughts towards our new president, intending that he be the statesman that we need. It's been a long time since we had a statesman as president. We haven't had many. I'm thinking about people like Lincoln, who was a statesman. Kennedy, another one. And so, let us intend that our president now be a statesman. That he bring to our country new and wondrous things for the benefit of all of those in our country, and perhaps offering a helping hand to those other nations that ask for it. And I do think we should not become involved in other countries unless they ask for our help, because it's too easy to interfere with the way other people are living their lives. So that even works with us, you know. Don't interfere with anyone. Wait until we are asked, because people will ask for help. If they want our help and our understanding, they will ask for it. Now, this is a little different topic. We just passed Thanksgiving. And how did Thanksgiving go for you? Were you truly thankful for all the gifts that you have? Was that in your upper mind to be thankful? We have so much. We have food, we have conveniences. In our country, we've been given so many gifts. So much to be thankful for. So if you're willing, take a moment. And in your heart, intend to be thankful for all those gifts that you have received. There are so many other people in the world that have none of these things. And we are in abundance of all of these good things, food, clothing, housing. There's programs to help those people who do not have those things. So the government does put out a helping hand to people who need help in those areas. So I thought I would just like to mention that to you. Give thanks for what you have. The universe gives abundance to those that are thankful. Because there is something akin to love when you are thankful. When you are thankful, it makes life easier for other people. It makes life easier for all of those who are around you. If you are thankful for what they do for you, it gives them a lift. So, it's not exactly what we started out with, but being thankful is so important, my friends. Give me a call, Carolyn Evers. Let's talk about some of these points that we brought up or something else. And if you would like to have a key past lifetime experience, I don't tell you about that lifetime. You actually step into that lifetime and experience it. You can order one of those at my website at carolynevers@carolynevers.com. So, it would be wonderful if you could take that step and order one of those. It would be very helpful to you. So, we're not getting calls right now. I guess you just want to hear me talk. Today is my birthday, and I have received so many greetings from many people, and I thank all of them for those greetings. It has been wonderful. And so, I know people appreciate what I do, and I thank them for it. Give thanks to people in your life who do things for you. I can tell you, it means so much. It means so much to hear from someone that has helped you. When you tell them how grateful you are, it gives them a lift like you can't believe. So, we have a new president. May he turn out to be a statesman. And let us intend that he brings into his cabinet post those people who are interested in giving, who are interested in seeing this country come back to greatness or continue its greatness. Send your assistance and love emotionally, etherically, to our new president. So, my friends, what would you like to talk about? Give me a call. Let me know. You might be willing to talk about some of the things that I've brought up, or you might wish to talk about something completely different. But if you want to talk about something completely different, I won't know what it is unless you call in and tell me. So our show is moving along. Time goes by very quickly. And this hour goes by very quickly. What can you give to someone else keep in mind, it doesn't have to be money. We support people on many levels. Maybe just agreeing with them. Maybe being willing to help them with one of their projects. It's very important to help others in some way, to support them. You know how it is when somebody supports you, how wonderful it feels. Think about the people in your family. Do they need your support and love and understanding? Or the people that you work with? Or your neighbors? Take a moment and think about that. I'm sure you can come up with some people who would be very grateful if you would help them. Flowers are so beautiful. Some of my friends had given me flowers for my birthday. And they are so beautiful, the colors. Take a moment and think about some of the flowers that you love. And there were creative forces that brought them forth, that brought them to our planet, along with magnificent colors for us to enjoy. The blue of the sky, the green of the grass, all of the many colors of the different flowers. All of this has been given to us to enjoy. This was intended to be a planet of beauty. And there are some who are taking away some of that beauty. Intend that this planet be in its pristine beauty again. Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind. How can we help you? How can we help you move forward? We would like to be able to do that. Or maybe you can give me some idea of what you're thankful for. We just had Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? I'm thinking about the first Thanksgiving when the Indians sat down with the white folk and had a meal. The very first Thanksgiving. Friendship with one another. Sharing abundance with one another. Gives us a little idea of what we could do. Sharing some of our abundance with others, whether it is food or conversation or good times. And one of the things that I love is laughter. Sharing laughter with other people. Not that we're making fun of anyone, but just to share laughter. There is something so infectious about laughter. If you think of a little child that laughs out loud, laughter is so infectious. It causes other people to be happy and to laugh. Laugh whenever you can. Be joyous. It's why we're here, to be joyous, my friends. It's so important to be full of joy, of laughter, not to allow sorrow to overtake us, and to think good thoughts and to help others. What else is there? What else is there to do other than those things? And so while we're thinking about it, think in your mind, what would you like to do that you haven't accomplished yet? What project would you like to start? Is it something in writing? Is it something on a website? Perhaps it's just doing research and coming up with some information that you have put together. Think on that. What could you do that would help others? Because in helping others, you truly help yourself. And I will tell you that when you help others, you help yourself. Have you ever been helped? Has it been given to you without strings attached? Remember what that felt like. It was glorious, wasn't it? There aren't many people that help others without having strings attached. Be generous. You don't have to be generous with money. Be generous with yourself. When people want to talk, when they have things to share, allow them to share. You won't regret it. Because when you share things with other people and allow them to share with you, you are the winner. You are the winner, my friends. I'm reminded of something that I heard, and I really like it. And what it is a statement. Be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you might be entertaining one of God's angels. Be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you might be entertaining one of God's angels. I like that. We do have angels in our life, and they do cross their paths, our paths. Can you think of an angel? Someone who has shed great kindnesses on you? Someone's kind to you. Share that with someone else. Be kind to someone else. They say what goes around comes around. If you're kind to someone else, the kindnesses will come forth to you. So, my friends, we're coming quickly upon the end of our show. Give me a call. Give me your thoughts on anything we have discussed tonight, or perhaps you have something new that you wish to talk about. Well, my friends, we have about 4 minutes. Did you want me to talk those 4 minutes, or did you have a question, or did you want to comment on something that we have talked about on the show? Let me know. I do want to talk about meditating. Meditate when you're not tired. It would be good to do it in the morning when you're fresh. It's really easy to fall asleep when you're tired. Because when you meditate, you learn an awful lot. When you meditate, intend, first of all, that only those of the light can connect with you. Because there will be some who will connect with you. Beings of the light. That's what you want. They will work with you. And it would be good if you do this every day at the same time, so they know when to come and visit with you. You know, I work with people on the other side, people who have crossed over. And they tell me some of the things that they do when they're on the other side. For instance, someone who just recently crossed over have been invited by another group on the other side, and they are working with HARP. They are working with attempting to disassemble HARP. And if you're not familiar with HARP, it is a place that sends energy beams into the upper atmosphere that bounce off and come back to Earth. I do believe that the people who are involved with this is some of the dark priests that came from Atlantis. And so there are souls working with that, trying to disassemble what they're doing to protect the Earth. And I thought that was rather interesting. When I spoke to this person who had just crossed over, that he was working with this. There was another person who crossed over, and he worked with Confucius in another lifetime. And so he was working with some of the great philosophers of our time who were on the other side, giving us information. You know, something else that they do is protect their loved ones that are left behind and grieving. So if you have lost someone close to you who has recently crossed over, allow them to go about their work and not call them back to help you in your grief. Know that this is part of life, and that they are learning and they are expanding. And this is all crossing over what we call death is really an extension of life. It's living in another dimension. And from that dimension, they connect with many other souls and they work on some great projects. Things that need doing here on this planet. There are cries coming from people who need assistance, and people on the other side work with this. It's quite amazing. So, my friends, I think we're at the end of the show now. Are we not? How much time do we have left? Those at BBS. Do we have any time left, or have we used it up?
It's time, yes.
Well, my friends, it's been so great chatting with you, and for you, those who have called in and chatted with us. Until the next time, my friends, I'll talk to you next week. Blessings for everyone, and thank you for being you.